Paying with Interact Debit can help save small businesses from higher credit card fees. So we asked them what they'd do with that savings.
If more people used Interact Debit, I could use the savings to add a little more stock into my store and actually start a few more community initiatives.
We could use that money to grow the business and reach even more people with our message.
We would save lots of money, and then we'd be able to open multiple locations across Canada.
Pay with Interact Debit. Our lower fees can help save small businesses money.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
An excited welcome, one and all. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. So how great is it to be attaining an ever-expanding reach out to all of you about whom I care so very deeply? Well, I would say that that's great. And what never shifts is the fact that you get here grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And on that note, I'm going to give you a provocative question. So get ready. If you learned today that you have 2 to 3 months to live, what would you regret? Now, you may well have pondered that question before now if you're prone, like me, to continuous growth, learning, and expansion in this lifetime. But have you really entertained it for any length of time, meaning to sit with the inquiry? I certainly recognize it can be a squishy one, especially to the degree that you know you have unfinished business. And I don't just mean tying up practical loose ends, but also the emotional, mental, and spiritual stuff, i.e. baggage. To go deeper, let's look at some of the top 5 regrets of the dying, and it comes from a book by an author named Bronnie Ware. Her subtitle is A Life Transformed by the Dearly Departing, because she herself was a palliative care nurse and was seeking more meaning from her work in the world. And so this was even going around the web a number of times a few years ago, and I think it's worthwhile bringing back today as we set the context. And so each of these wishes, if you will, start with, I wish I. And so, number one, had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Number two, hadn't worked so hard. Number three, had the courage to express my feelings. Number four, had stayed in touch with my friends. And number five, had let myself be happier. Boy, even as I write that today after sort of putting it into my notes, I'm thinking, yeah, those are very thought-provoking. And in my personal world, I am certain a cherished friend of ours diagnosed with stage 4 brain and lung cancer at only the age of 69 could relate. He passed away on September 13th, just over 3 months from June the 1st. The photo card from his visitation is yet mounted on the sliding door to my closet as a constant reminder of his presence and lesson. His 70th birthday recently came and went without him being on earth, and forever his untimely loss shall remain a gaping hole in at least a corner of my heart, because it need not have been this way. Excuse me. Bill had so much more to live for and was only a few years into retirement from both his longtime employment and entrepreneurial consultancy. Excuse me. He was just starting to winter in Florida with his wife of over 45 years and enjoying the arrival of a first grandchild in the form of a one-year-old, very feisty girl. Her brother was born about 3 weeks after his passing, a tragedy that bothers me to this day, because to have held his grandson would have been healing, not just to Bill, but to multiple family generations. As it was, his wife, June, lost her mother, mother-in-law, and father-in-law during a one-year span around the same time. Can you even imagine that? To call those blows crushing is the understatement of the millennium. Yet June is making an earnest effort to not pack it in and instead to enjoy their grandchildren, as well as even to spend a month near the very location that their winter home used to be. This is, of course, with the support and surround of friends keeping a close eye, because many of us do not believe she has fully accorded herself the opportunity to grieve her losses. But I suppose that topic is for a different day and time. What I know for sure is that June at 68 and I approaching 61 are predicted, according to current life expectancy numbers, to have another 20 to 30 years on average ahead of us. And thus the question becomes, how will we spend those decades? Well, that's where our guest comes into the picture. I've had on Rita before, and she has shared how to downsize your life and why less is more. And we may touch on those realities for those living on, you know, in what she and I call the club sandwich generation as we go along today. Of course, those are exactly the folks like June who have growing families of their own and expanding generations, but are also sandwiched between, in her case, care of a spouse, plus aging parents. So she is really the poster child for that person who lives in the club sandwich generation. And at, you know, 10,000 people turning 60 plus around the globe, no, 30,000, I think it was, every single day for the next decade, we can't help but think that those numbers will continue. Now, this time around, what I'm especially passionate about is Rita's commitment to inspiring and empowering baby boomers to live the life they love. By design. Now, as a caregiver, you may be saying to yourself, how can I possibly accomplish all that while caring for aging parents or relatives or a significant other, friends, neighbors, colleagues, or even adult dependent children? Well, believe me, I get it when thinking back to my own ultra-stressful elder care scenarios. Yet, I will say I managed to significantly advance the publication of my first book, Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care, during the final 2 months of my father's life. So I might submit that you can live intentionally, even during such difficult periods. What propelled me was my mission, and I know that that is true for our guest today. Later in the show, I will extract some points from my book that's called Step Out of Your Sandbox, about how to step out of comfort zones and live the life of your dreams. But for the moment, we just have too much to discuss about living without regret, as well as our guest's forays into lifestyle design consultancy, so that we learn to live in deliberately created ways, particularly those who are wanting to reinvent their lives in their third act, as she might call it. Though I might propose, if she would possibly agree, that living by design is relevant throughout life. In fact, either way, we always invite call-ins here at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And I know that we're going to share Rita's fuller bio in a short bit. But I'm sure saying to her, because she's listening with us right now, that I hope we will also talk about her desire to impact an even broader audience throughout the United States, and especially those baby boomers, with her Inspire, Impact, and Influence messages. Now, just stand by, folks. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And as we prepare to bring on our guest today, I want to build on some of the living without regret points that I was making just before our first break. And I invite you to already now start to identify one thing in your life that, if left undone, would leave you with a sense of regret. And I thank you for even considering the question, because I know how much it makes a person think. However, we have a lot to cover off with Rita Wilkins today, and so I want to formally and officially, but not really formally, you know, introduce her by way of this following biography. With 35 years in the residential and commercial interior design industry, Rita Wilkins is a breakthrough coach who is now helping others to think outside the box, to push through barriers, and design the adventurous, fulfilling, and meaningful life they love. A unique lifestyle design expert, and she is. Rita is a sought-after speaker and corporate workshop leader. Her new book, Downsize Your Life, Upgrade Your Lifestyle, will be available nationally and on Amazon.com in this spring of 2019. Rita speaks at national conferences addressing CEOs and senior level executives, as well as the American Business Women's Association, National Association of Baby Boomers, AARP, which for the Canadians in the crowd is the American Association of Retired Persons, financial and estate planning groups, and more. And I'm certainly looking forward also to maybe touching on, I'm hoping she plans to, her signature work, 3-Play-4 model that allows her to spend a week so that she can spend quality time building and providing her new lifestyle products, but also with the family and friends who remain closest to her heart. So, Rita, with all of that said, I can't thank you enough for taking a second time to be with us today. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Carol. What a wonderful introduction. And, you know, this topic is so profound and it touches so many of us. And your opening dialogue about, you know, if you learned today, you know, that you only had 2 or 3 months left, what would you regret? So, you know, if we were to live in that space day to day, we would live much more intentionally. And that's what I'm committed to, designing a life you love and living that life. You know, so we talk about it, but then really life is a choice. Every single day we wake up and we can choose to be happy. We can choose to be, you know, upset. And the basic, you know, question is, which one are you going to choose? So if you want to live a life with no regrets, and if you want to go to your deathbed without saying, "I wish I had," then what are you going to do about it? And it really becomes a question that we're confronted with every moment of our day. And so in my world, I've been a designer for interior designer for 35 years, and now I speak around the country on lifestyle design, which has to do with the quality of our life. And quality of life is every moment a choice. And, you know, with your particular audience, you know, being caregivers, it's not an easy place to be. And I've been there myself, so I certainly understand and empathize. But it is one of those realms where you have opportunities each moment as a caregiver to, you know, express love, to share conversations, to ask questions, to listen. And that's the compassionate side of life giving, you know, while you're still here on earth.
So very true. Mm-hmm. So very true, Rita. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very, very mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm. Because we know that when you were with us on the other occasion, you were very much talking about your design side of the business and downsizing and so on. And it's not like you still don't do this. However, mm-hmm. I think that the directions that I know from our other involvements outside of the show, the directions that you're taking mm-hmm. now to impart these messages about how we choose to live daily are so very critical for caregivers and everyone. So I would also be curious, what prompted you to, you know, bring forth also these messages now? I mean, some people simplistically think that if you do downsizing, well, then you must, you know, not me, but you must rearrange furniture. And we know by far it is not simply about that. So how did you come to be doing now lifestyle design along with everything else that you so worthily offer?
So what I realized, actually, my journey began when I went to Senegal 8 years ago to visit my son, who was serving in the Peace Corps at the time, and he lived in a tiny little hut. So I stayed there with him for a month. And in that experience, I experienced people who had nothing, but they were happy. And when I got on that airplane, I knew that that's what I wanted for my life. And I didn't know exactly what hit me on the head, but the reality was is that I had so much. And what really mattered to me most was experiences, people, and being around that kitchen table to have real conversations with people. So what I realized then when I came back into my interior design world is I've actually been doing that for people all of my life. For 35 years, I've been creating beautiful environments to, you know, have a good life. But then what makes me happiest, and what this is what I had to discern for myself, is that by creating a beautiful environment, it's really about the quality of life within that environment. So when a space is well planned and beautiful, a workspace is beautiful, people function better in that kind of environment. So it doesn't necessarily have to do with the beauty of the environment. It has to do with the quality of the life that people have while they live and work in their homes or their businesses and so forth. So my passion will always be beautiful interiors, but it also my deeper passion and mission is, and my commitment is to having people live a higher quality of life in wherever they are in their life. Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, I've worked for years with baby boomers. That has been my primary client base. Now we have aging parents. We're aging ourselves. So we're in transition. And so what really has occurred for me is it's an emotional journey when I see people waiting too long to say what they need to say, to downsize or to declutter, declutter their minds even, you know. So
hang on, Rita, just on that note, declutter their minds. Hold that thought, because we do need to just take a quick breather here. And of course, everyone is listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly-Leip is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly-Leip's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly-Leip, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialeip.com or email her at pdleip@gmail.com.
Introducing betterhomeandgarden.com. That's www.betterhomeandgarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal, and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
So happy you're with all of us today, and we are indeed coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. Today we have on TEDx speaker, author, lifestyle design coach and consultant Rita Wilkins, and we are talking about living without regret. As always, call-ins are welcome at any time at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And what Rita is saying about being happy and living with meaning, no matter where you are, including the hut in which she visited her son in Senegal a number of years ago, is so important. And Rita, I've got to say, both personally and professionally, I'm thrilled that you are stepping into this direction along with all of the other, you know, gifts that you have been sharing, folks, because you are representing yourself, what it is to live in a fulfilled and meaningful way with passion for what you truly enjoy. So congratulations. And you were just finishing a thought there. So let's do that. And then we'll talk about maybe some challenges that you've experienced along the way. So go to it, Rita.
Sure. Sure. Well, thanks, Carol. So, you know, what I've become known as the downsizing designer since I downsized from a very large home to my tiny little apartment and gave away 95% of what I once owned, and I've never been happier. So downsizing is not just a downsizing of a physical space. What I discovered in my own downsizing journey It has to do with decluttering your mind, letting go of anger, resentment, anything that's stopping you from moving forward and having a life that you really want, so that then you can move forward. So, you know, to finish off this conversation, by letting go and by then saying, and to live a life with no regret, it's saying the things that need to be said. Say I love you. Say I'm sorry. Put that all behind you so that you can move forward and live a life that you love, which is really what I talk about. Design and live a life that you love. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm committed to everyone having.
Absolutely mm-hmm. right. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you would think that people would resonate. I do. I know many of our listeners do. And yet there are folks out there that find that a challenging concept because they may come up with all the, yeah, but I can't do it because, you know, my life is not perfect right now, or I can't for whatever reason. So what kinds of challenges have you found? And maybe that leads into also the attitudes or mindsets that you encourage those with whom you work and those who are listening today to countermand some of those maybe limiting personal beliefs, if we might call them that.
Sure. So what, you know, some of the challenges that I see day to day is just that people wait too long to start living their life. You know, it's putting it on hold until someday. Well, someday is really a dangerous word in many ways because, you know, someday may not come. And so at age 60, the longevity projections, as you had indicated, we could live 25 to 30 years. So my question becomes, you know, what do you do with that next 25 to 30 years of your life? And because life is a choice, you can choose to be miserable or you can choose to be happy. Some of the challenges then are, you know, waiting too long, living with regret, you know, just holding yourself up, holding yourself back. But once you decide, I don't want it this way anymore, that's a turning point for people. When it comes to challenges, other challenges certainly is the emotional journey of what caregivers are going through. You know, having to move a parent into an assisted living or a senior care facility where there's that tug of they don't want to go. You know, there's that. That's a real challenge that I see in my daily life because I do help people in that transition period. In terms of mindsets and attitudes around that, it's more a matter of listening and really hearing people when they speak and having respect for the fact that they are overwhelmed, they're afraid, and they're anxious about transition. So how can we, as either designers, lifestyle designers, or interior designers, help people move from point A to point B? It's not easy being a caregiver. It takes so much from you day by day. But again, intentional living and lifestyle design has to do with making a choice that it is what it is, and what am I going to do with it? So really, from a place of love and generosity, listening, patience, really hearing what people are saying and understanding, you know, by walking in their shoes as much as you can, why are they afraid? You know, so recently we moved a senior into an assisted living, and she was kicking and screaming every bit of the way. But when she was able to bring some of the pieces that really meant a lot to her, and we created an environment that felt like her home there, there was an opening for her to transition and to open herself up to, okay, I cannot live in my big home anymore. I have to accept this. And there was a little window of opening, and I've since met with her once or twice, and she's beginning to open up to have new friendships and so forth. So what I see in my daily life is that it's an emotional journey that people go through as caregivers, whether they're caregiving in a home or caregiving you know, in a senior living facility, people are just wanting to be listened to. And that's the bottom line. And as soon as you do that, then they know that they're cared for, that their interest is, you know, is in your heart. And then, you know, we can make it happen.
Mm-hmm. So important, these tenets here that you are sharing. I'm letting people distill some of your messages just for the moment, Rita, around listening and with respect. You earlier also talked about the quality of compassion. And so just on that note, hold right there, Rita, and also listeners, because we are going to just take a little pause. And of course, we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality? But it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating. Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant. Like, I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Thanks for bringing us into your world today, folks. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We can be found on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And we have plenty more for you here from TEDx speaker and lifestyle design expert Rita Wilkins. She and I have been talking about living without regret, and she has been doing a lovely job of tailoring all of the messages that she now brings to people with passion and enthusiasm around living with meaning, living with purpose. I just love her 3-stage motto, if you would, around inspiring, impacting, and influencing people to live the life they love, of course, by design. And so Rita was just sharing with us some attitudes or mindsets around listening, respect, compassion, really being able to put yourself, whether it's in the proverbial shoes of the aging parent or relative who, say, needs to now enter an assisted living or other senior care facility, and of course for the caregivers who are feeling overwhelmed often by that process. So Rita, let's talk about anything else that you have for us in that vein, as well as then some strategies that you have found particularly helpful across the years to support people in undertaking these massive life transitions.
Sure. So, you know, many of us as baby boomers are either challenged and facing this right now, or we could possibly expect to face it in the coming years. And that has to do with downsizing and decluttering and selling a family home. So moving aging parents to a smaller, safer home or a senior living community is one. than decluttering their existing home and renovating it to make it safe if they choose to age in place. And then if something happens, then cleaning out and selling that home. And then possibly coinciding with this, you know, as a club sandwich generation, we could be downsizing ourselves, decluttering our own home, and possibly moving ourselves. These are all challenges that we're facing right now. So as a designer who has also downsized myself, one of the things that I experienced, of course, was all that you experienced, and that's overwhelm, having no idea where even to begin. And I even sat in my own living room and I just looked up and I cried because I had no idea. But then we design major buildings. So I thought, well, why am I feeling sorry for myself? So I created a design strategy I call the ABCs of downsizing. So that's one design strategy we use that makes downsizing easy, effective, and yes, fun. And that's actually on a YouTube channel that I'll be glad to share with you. The ABCs of downsizing in its simplistic way is A is anything that you want to keep and it's going with you. The B's are the ones that are a little bit harder. The C's are the ones that will either be donated, given away, or sold. And it's the B category that we have to spend a little bit more time with. But when you listen to that video, or I can send you a link to it, that particular strategy has helped a lot of people if they are downsizing to a smaller space. Another strategy that I've been using, that I call it my compassionate downsizing strategy, is a little bit more of a legacy base. And there is a book right now that you might have read. It's about the Swedish death cleaning. But that particular approach is really appealing to me because you call in your family and you make a party of it, so to speak, and so coffee and donuts on a Saturday morning, and you walk through the house and you say to each family member, let me know if you want, you know, this piece or that piece and so forth. And someone is documenting this, that yes, you do want that piece of artwork. Yes, you do. Someone else wants that chest, whatever it is. So you are documenting there what you want to keep. What this does is that we can right now downsize, or at least prepare for downsizing before our kids have to do it for us. Our kids do not want to have to take care of our stuff. And perhaps what we're dealing with is that we do have to clean out our parents' homes. And it's very emotional. It's also overwhelming. And plus that you have your own life. So anything we personally can do to prepare to downsize our own lives, it's actually a compassionate way to say to our kids, you're not going to have to take care of this for me. So it's a little bit of a preparation for our own future so that our kids don't have to do it. But those are two strategies that I'm using right now that are helping people to prepare for, you know, our own aging process and also help them a little bit with the ABCs of downsizing, helping them declutter and downsize their parents' homes.
Beautiful, Rita, because I will absolutely take you up on the offer to send that along, and we will post that for folks as well. I thank you for reminding me, because we did talk when preparing about the legacy approach as well, and switching up the sometimes heaviness and the dread that characterizes these kinds of processes, and instead make it a proactive choice. I know every single parent who's listening right now, unlike my dad, who would have probably never listened to this show, evidenced by what I experienced cleaning out a parental home of 50 years and the stress and the burden. Certainly, I have many contemporaries who are listening in their 60s and 70s, even 50s, and they are knowing how helpful and important it would be to act on this sooner than later. So many of the caregiving messages really have at their heart, what can we do as this generation, us, to make it easier on those to follow, say the quote unquote children who are in their 20s and 30s, who will one day have to deal with however we are or how we become. And as you have really shifted into also this living with meaning and purpose message, I see you really blending, just like I'm sure your upcoming book will do, Downsize Your Life, Upgrade Your Lifestyle, because it's also, as you would say, so much about how we value and choose to spend our time, our money, our energy to live a life that we love, and divesting of that stuff, as we just would call it colloquially, is so very important. So, Rita, you've already been sharing a lot about, you know, attitudes and mindsets, as well as these strategies now. So when we will take a further pause in a bit, I will be curious to know also, you know, kind of what else you've learned about yourself as you have made some shifts into your business, because I know that you're working on a model of living throughout the week that could be very interesting for people, caregivers or not, and that that you probably have any final awareness or knowledge that you want to impart. So let's just hold there. And of course, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Thanks for according us so much of your valuable time today. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we've been learning a lot today from TEDx speaker and lifestyle design expert, coach, consultant, author, you name it, Rita Wilkins. And we've been weaving in her, you know, downsizing messages based on her core expertise, also living without regret. And so, again, I had applauded a little earlier, Rita, your decisions to evermore move into the direction of spending your precious time and energy on living a life you love. So I'm suspecting there may have been some things about yourself that you learned in that process that if you would be willing to share those with our audience, I bet you they'd be intrigued.
Sure. Probably part of my passion about encouraging people to downsize sooner rather than later is when I look back on my own downsizing journey, I thought, why didn't I do that a couple of years earlier? Because there's so much life after. My TEDx talk was actually on the impact of living with less. So after I moved to my tiny little apartment, I sat there one night and I said, wow, I have more time than I've had in years. I have more money and I have more freedom. And then the question is then, what do you want to do with that freedom? You know, you've got another 25 to 30 years left. What do you want to do with that? So it all got very exciting. And as a designer, you know, I started designing my own life. So what has occurred to me is that, you know, what I've learned about myself is how committed I am to having other people discover that for themselves, too, that they can actually design their own life and they can live that life. It is a choice. And then, of course, the other things I've discovered is how much I thoroughly enjoy speaking and just promoting this idea of the and having an impact that I can make on that national stage so that other people can experience living a life that they truly love. And, you know, what I've become aware of is that you live every life each moment by moment by moment. So whether you're a caregiver right now, what are you going to do today to try to make this the best possible life you can have? And to live that life intentionally without regrets, to embrace every moment, let go of that, not just physical clutter, but the emotional clutter. You know, tell those people you love them, say I'm sorry, do whatever you want to do, and then forge your own future. You know, write that book, do the workshops, whatever it is that you want to do. All of this is available to each and every single one of us. And so if we want to live a life that we love, live a life with no regrets, live a life where we never have to say, I wish I had, what would that be like? And that gets very exciting for me to impart that information to people and to help them push themselves through, you know, whatever struggles they're going through, because God knows we all have struggles. It's just, what do we do with them? And, and you know, that's all about mindset. It's all about choice. And life gets very exciting when you realize this is my life. I get to design it, and I can have it go whatever way I want to go. So one of the things that I did after working full-time for many, many years, I created something. I remember saying to myself, you know, I really don't want to work 5 days anymore. So I said, well, I wonder what it would be like to work 3 days, you know, still do the same amount of work, still make money, and then play 4 days. So I created a model called Work 3, Play 4. It's actually a download on our website. You're welcome to go to that. And there's a questionnaire there how you could discover that. 3 days now. We do as much as we used to do in five, and we keep growing the company. Last year, we grew by 27%. It all has to do with intentionally living and you know, being in your lane, being in your zone, doing what you're passionate about. And then doing it much more effectively and efficiently. And my team was definitely on board with that because they now work 3 and play 4. And a few of them have created new businesses. One of them is doing some workshops. And it's just so interesting to see, if you look at your life in terms of, you know, what can I do with that extra time? You know, so if we have another 25 or 30 years left, what are we going to do with that? That's when life gets very exciting.
It's very good. It's very good. Yes, very, very good, Rita, because I'm so glad that you are sharing how you are a role model in your own life for these messages. I know that you have that same passion. We sing from the same song sheet, you know, as recently as breakfast the other day with a friend. I said my own firm belief that even worse than disease for me is to die with our music still inside. It's a deep sadness if people step back from their potential. And so you've been creating the space literally and figuratively for others to show up in that way around you. And it's very important for me, this is what we're going to do next. Very important that you share. How can people find out more about you? So please spell it out, where we can locate you and what we'll find when we do.
Sure. So my website is designservicesltd.com. And I welcome people to reach out to me there. There's a contact page. And if you want to have a 15-minute call, I'd be glad to offer that to you. You do have to sign up and they'll put you on the schedule. There are so many free downloads on my website, everything from ways that you can design your own life. There's the book that will be coming out, and then there's the ABCs of downsizing that I mentioned previously. And we're running 3 different workshops. Now, those are in-person workshops in Wilmington, Delaware, and you're welcome to sign up for those if you're in this area. And I also, I speak all across the country, so we have a schedule in there where I will be speaking next. But I welcome anyone to contact me, because I am committed to everyone in this audience having the life that they love, and you can design it. It's up to you.
Rita. That was really great. Mm-hmm. Remind us of your website again, please.
Okay. Design Services LTD Limited, in other words, LTD.com. Design Services LTD.com.
Because since the last time that you were on, you've been up to all of these additional offerings, and I know you're continuing in expansion mode. You're very deliberate about what you choose to create this year. So just hang tight with us, Rita, for half a moment. We're going to go into our last break, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
So thanks for according us so much of your valuable time today, and we're down to our last several minutes together. We've had on TEDx speaker and lifestyle design expert Rita Wilkins, and her book, Downsize Your Life, Upgrade Your Lifestyle, will be available nationally and on Amazon.com in the spring of 2019. And why I asked Rita to just hang tight was so that I would not rush my public thank you to her for being on. It's very important to my personal value system to accord profound thanks when somebody like Rita Wilkins has been such a consummate professional to work with behind the scenes. Rita is a joy in my life, and I remain thrilled that we connected almost a year ago at this time. So I truly hope you will take a due opportunity to explore her many worthy offerings at Design Services LTD Limited.com. So Rita, thanks, while I go on to just the preview of next week.
So well, thank you for having me on, Carol.
Very good, very good. Pleasure. And I think you, everyone can now see why the Conscious Caregiver, hello, was so eager to have Rita talk about living without regret, no matter what stage of the caregiving journey you find yourself in. I think it was Plato that said way back that the unexamined life is not worth living. And I've got to admit it, I tend to agree. I had earlier promised just a snippet from my book on Step Out of Your Sandbox, founded on my self-created six steps out of comfort zones and into the life of your dreams. And, you know, in summary, when I was looking it over, I draw from the epilogue. The book was written around the time that I was had just turned 50. And I saw how much of my time, isn't that awful, and Rita will agree, I had spent in anger, sadness, or fear up till that time. And I implore the reader, I say, do not let this happen to you. It's a devastating realization. And I beseech everyone to learn from my lessons, because if you can even shorten your process and time frame for kind of living into your dreams, that would be the best news of all. And it, at the time, it was as innocuous as taking a new bus route that I had never explored, small but daily life, or as large as a trip that is called, on the way to Buffalo, I wound up in Cancun. Yes, I knew I was going to Cancun from Buffalo once that all unfolded. Anyway, it was a chance to update 30 family scripts. That was 30 family scripts from growing up in a kind of limited emotional fashion. And that was a real breakthrough at the time. So I'm sure Rita and I can't urge everyone enough to really step into what's your dream. And I hope you will consider one action you will implement this week to move toward living in greater alignment with what matters most to you. That has been a real theme today. So next week, we're going to be talking about spring cleaning your life, because eventually spring will be around the corner in the Northern Hemisphere. And we're going to have on a mental fitness expert and coach, author, who is also a registered nurse. And I thought it might be kind of fun to talk about her six F words. Did you just hear F? No, not those. Where did you go with it? I'm roaring because she's actually going to be talking about fun, faith, family, fitness, friends, and finance. So I invite everybody, as we sign off for today, to go to copingwithuncopableparents.com, or you can enter through carolannhamilton.com, and you will find a blog there about creating more space, time, and energy for what's really important to you. You can also order the Step Out of Your Sandbox book or my two Elder Care volumes, but contact me at carolann@carolannhamilton.com if you want to order more than one. Find me at boldbravemedia.com if you want to go under self-help or health to locate show archives. So either way, I always say to everyone, thank you for tuning in. I so value your presence by being on this show, and presence is defined in more ways than one. You know what I say at the end. You've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair?
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
Been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's. One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's,